A reading from the Holy Evangelist of St. Matthew, the 9th chapter. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth.
And he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him. And as Jesus reclined at table in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and were reclining with Jesus and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when he heard it, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The Pharisees are at it again. They are very quick to criticize Jesus for whom he is at table with. They're not pleased, for he's dining with tax collectors and sinners. Just after Jesus has called one of those tax collectors, namely Matthew, we hear this criticism from the Pharisees. But Jesus is called with a purpose. He's called Matthew away from his tax booth, no longer to collect taxes, no longer to sit and rake in cash for Caesar and perhaps some for himself, no longer to do those things, but rather to follow him. And we're told in the text that upon being called, Matthew rose and followed. He followed not just to that meal where the Pharisees were critical of Jesus, but we know that he followed him as one of his disciples, that he followed and eventually recounted the events of Jesus' earthly ministry as he proclaimed the gospel to many, even in our ears this morning at the reading of his text, and ultimately following to the point of death. But from the start, Matthew was criticized and Jesus with him. The Pharisees didn't care for this Matthew fellow. He was, after all, a tax collector, not exactly one of the most well-respected or liked people of his day. Perhaps liked even less than the modern-day IRS agent of our day. And perhaps, in Matthew's case, it was deserved. We don't really know. But as far as the Pharisees were concerned, this man, this Matthew, this one hanging out with Jesus, ranked among the sinners. And worse to the Pharisees was not only that Jesus had called this man to follow him, but then had joined him at table to dine with him, along with his brood of friendly sinners. It was a disgrace. It was an insult. It was totally unacceptable in their eyes. And Jesus, in true Jesus fashion, does what he so often does so well in response to the Pharisees. He carefully points to the error of their ways while acknowledging the kernel of truth that is in within their comments. Yes, these are sinners, in fact. The Pharisees are right about that, and that's precisely why Jesus is there. It is they who need Jesus, not the righteous. They may believe in their minds that the Pharisees don't need Jesus, but these who are sick, these who are sick in their sins, need the great physician all the more. And so Jesus is with them. It's whom he has come to seek, to save, to serve, and redeem. He desires mercy, not sacrifice, to call not the righteous, but sinners. These sinners, the sinners with whom he is at table. The Pharisees now put in their place, the sinners care for. What could be better as we read this text. It's just how we think it should be. Jesus 1 and the Pharisees 0. The Pharisees put where they belong, told sort of to butt out of the situation, if you will. The righteous, as it were, rejected. The sinners tended to. And just like that, the text traps you and me. It is our own sinful selves that rejoices that the Pharisees are condemned. If we're honest with ourselves, we're just as foul as they were. We're right here and all too willing to criticize the Pharisees for being down on tax collectors and sinners and Jesus. Not that it is not wrong, it's just that we are just as wrong for acting as though we would never do such a sinful thing as they. But it's even worse than that, isn't it? We are not just trapped by our thoughts about some long ago Pharisees in a text being read in our hearing this morning who are since dead and long forgotten. Oh no. We in our sin are all too often like those Pharisees in our own lives right here and right now. Who are the tax collectors and the sinners of our day that we would criticize Jesus for dining amongst? Who are the tax collectors and sinners that we would criticize for daring to be at the same altar as we for the feast? Who would we secretly, if not outwardly, not want Jesus giving his gifts to alongside of us? The lists are there to answer those questions, even if we may wish to pretend that they are not. We are just as guilty, just as condemned, just as self-righteous and puffed up as the Pharisees in our text, and just as much in need of a physician as the sickest of the tax-collecting sinners with whom Jesus was dining in our text. And thanks be to God that Jesus came to show mercy to sinners. It is precisely his mercy that is shown to us. He's descended into the depths of our sin and our tribulation, not just to dine at some table with us over a meal, far from it, rather to suffer and die on the cross that our sin might be atoned for, to take our place as sinner that has been condemned, to be the sacrifice that is needed that he might shower us with his mercy, to be our Savior, to grant us forgiveness, to bring eternal balm and healing to us. And so, like Matthew, he has called us, not from a tax collecting booth, but from our sinful lives, not on just any food, not just any place, not just off of any road, but at the font, through his word. And he does dine with us, not just at some particular meal table over any given meal. No, not just on any food, but on his body and his blood. Not just any meal, the marriage feast of the Lamb, which is eternal. And not just with anyone, but with his bride, the church, redeemed sinners. All is changed. Condemned sinners are forgiven. The sick are healed. Heaven is opened, and eternal life is yours. For the great physician has made you well. Jesus called Matthew, and the Pharisees weren't very happy about it. But thanks be to God that he has also called us and made us his own, regardless of what the Pharisees or anyone else has to say about it. Our sins in Christ have been forgiven, and we are his, that we might dine with him eternally. To him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen.